at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Acts 8.
And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and hailing men and women, committed them to prison. Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity." Then answered Simon, and said, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans.
Okay, we're going to be talking about that scripture that I just played today, and then taking a look at some other scriptures also. Let's go ahead and pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not to temptation, but continually towards your only begotten Son, and help us, Father. I just ask for you to help your servant to help any sister that's listening get pulled out of the way that things are and their thinking, if it's not according to the Holy Spirit, and have a true biblical perspective on how things are run in your church. Ask all these prayers, you fathers, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so first what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Starting at verse 1, it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Okay, so scripture is saying very clearly before the return of Jesus Christ, you've got two things taking place, okay? The falling away and the revealing of the Antichrist. And then this is 2 Peter, starting at verse 2, it says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be even evil spoken of. And this is the important part. And through covetousness shall they with framed words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Okay, so just going over those two scriptures that I just, and then I talk about the one from Acts. Talking about those two scriptures. One, we've got the falling away, okay, before the return of Christ. Very important, okay. Then you see here, the Apostle Peter talking about, he's describing, you know, how things are going to progress, and then you see him there talking about, you know, people through covetousness making merchandise of the church, okay, making money off of the church, okay. And then I'm going to read, this is Matthew chapter 10, okay. Starting at verse 5, this is what Jesus says when he sends out, I'll just read it. It says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Okay? So he's sending them out, and he's saying, you know, freely you've been given, you know, so freely you give, okay? Just freely give. And then there you see that those who they give to, right, those who are they are working for, okay, you know, the sheep of the Lord, okay, are supposed to care for them, okay? It's a very simple it's a very simple and nice and clear layout for the way that the church is designed. The reason why I'm addressing these particular scriptures, okay, and I'm going to talk about the one from the book of Acts, is because the way that the church is being run here in the United States is not biblical in any way, shape, or form in terms of people buying, okay, what they perceive things to be of the Spirit, okay? It's honestly, do my best to like contain myself, but it's honestly quite atrocious. It's really awful. I've gone to websites, you know what I mean, where I was, you know, with church websites where they have store pages, okay? Just on a side note, I'm just saying this. Dragon Slayer, DSMSisterhood.org, the webpage there, it has a store link on the top, okay? But I want to make this clear, because I want to have make this abundantly and absolutely clear that I have no part of anything that is like this. If you click on it, you will see that there's a tab there for donations, okay? And I explain, because it's just a simple, for at this time anyways, and later on it'll expand a bit more, but it's just a simple little layout right now. And that's just the way that that particular web page is designed. So when you click on it, it'll say store. But as you see, when it goes down there, it clearly states with scripture that we don't sell anything. It's just the way that the page is laid out. But I'm making that clear because when you listen to Peter's, okay, response okay, to someone trying to offer money to gain things of the Holy Spirit, okay, there is a very, very strong response to that, okay, when you hear what he says, okay, and I'll read it again. This is Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 20. It says, but Peter, this is when after he says that he wants to, you know, he offers money, okay, for the Spirit, for he sees what they're doing by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's offering money for it, okay? And it says, but Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray if, listen to what he says, if perhaps, okay, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Okay? That's a very strong response to someone trying to offer money for the Holy Spirit. Okay? And now, I want to make this clear, okay? Because most ladies, okay, in the church today, they don't know any better. You just get saved and you go to a church and you're kind of just used to the way that things are. So you don't know, okay? So there's a lot of mercy there. But you need to repent, okay? And not do, okay, anything like this, which is buying stuff, okay, of the Spirit. What I'm talking about are purchasing. If you notice, for example, because I want to make it clear, I have nothing, no part in any way, shape, or form with the way that things happen here in the Church of the United States. All of my stuff is free. It's run off donations, okay? But I see this where it's like you go to a website, okay, and it's a church website, and you want to, and they have a store, okay, and you got to create an account, and they call you a customer, okay, or if you want to download a teaching, okay, there's a cost. Maybe it's not much, but there's a cost, okay, where you have to pay, all right. And I want to be very careful here in the United States because I've come across this in the United States where a lot of, and this is not everywhere because I know a lot of sisters that sometimes listen are not from the United States, but to my sisters in the United States, be careful because I've talked with this about certain, with certain Christians, and the response is like, yeah, that's wrong. You know what I mean? That's wrong. They shouldn't be charging us, okay? But look at his response to Simon, okay? The response is to him that he's wrong for even trying to buy it, okay? For even thinking that he could purchase something from God with money, okay? And then we take a look here. This is Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 15. It says, and they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Okay? I want to call attention, okay, to verse 15. He cast out them both that bought and sold, both parties, those who sell and those who buy. Okay? And when you're familiar with the Word of God, it's just so bad. You have to read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read again. And really, it's a very evil time, okay? It really is, because this stuff is everywhere. What you have to understand is the things that they're... okay, things like doves were necessary, okay, for offerings, okay, when you read, you know, the law, okay, and things like that. So the things that they were selling, okay, were not even that outlandish. It's because they were doing it inside of the temple, okay, but when you know what they were selling, okay, they were things that actually get used in the offerings and so forth, okay, and now it's way worse because you have bookstores in churches, okay, and they're selling things that they're not even supposed to be selling, okay? If it's truly from the Spirit, okay, it says freely you've been given, freely you give. You're not supposed to be charging. If it's, you have people selling things, spiritual books, who are supposed to help other believers grow in the Spirit, and they got a price tag on it, okay? That's supposed to be a free thing, okay? And his response, you got to look at Christ's response, okay, to what they were doing when, you know, you don't give doves away for free. You're supposed to sell them, okay? So if he was had that reaction, okay, to those who were selling things that should cost money, but because they were doing it in the temple, okay, how much more, okay, how much more would his response match, just like Peter's response, okay, those who are buying and selling things that are supposed to be from God, okay, teachings, okay, sermons, okay, things like that, all right? Books, okay, all these things that are supposed to make you a better Christian, okay, that are supposed to be of the Spirit, okay? Somebody has a spiritual experience, and they write a book, and then they put a price tag on it and say, buy it from me. It'll help you. Like, there's something hugely and massively wrong with that, and I don't want to be any sister, because I know that most people, if you don't know, you just don't know, okay? Because you're just used to it, okay? But this making merchandise of the church, you need to run away from it as fast as you can and repent of it, just like he says, okay, to Simon, okay? When he's trying to purchase something of the Spirit, okay? When he tells him to repent, okay? Now, it was different with that with him because he, you know, he was, you know, like bewitching people and things like that, okay? But you need to know, you just have to think, okay? You have to think, you know, and have eyes of the Holy Spirit. If you are seeking something from God, okay, and you are looking to grow, okay, and then, you know, you come upon something that's got a price tag on it, and then you hand over money and you buy it, okay? So you just think about that, okay, for 2 seconds, right? Being at the throne of God, for example, and asking for help and saying, here, God, let me purchase some of your help. I have, you know, $20. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just a completely non-biblical way of running things, and it really is very dangerous because you have to ask yourself, okay, if someone fears God, okay, and respects him and is full of the Spirit and has something to offer you that is truly of the Holy Ghost and is truly a vessel, would they charge you? Okay? Would they ask you for your credit card number? Okay? No. Okay? It's a very simple format, just like it, like Jesus talks about there in Matthew chapter 10, okay? He selects certain servants, okay, who minister onto the church and help them. Then the church, in turn, okay, provides donations, okay? All right? It's a very lovely, okay, and clean, I say clean because when you really have eyes of spirit, you can see that that is just really, like, I don't know, it's like nasty, okay? Trying to offer God money. He's so above money. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just the church, what they do is they understand this is a human being, okay? They have needs, okay? So let me make an offering and help them as they, you know, minister unto me, okay? And I'll go to the scriptures for this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, starting at verse 1. It says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? And are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am unto you, for the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this. Have we not power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord, and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas have not we power to forbear working. Who goeth to warfare any time at his own charges? Who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruits thereof? Or who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen, or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt. This is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope, he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we then have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? That's the main one, is verse 11. Okay? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. And you really need to pay attention to that last verse, okay? Verse 12, okay? Because what you will see, and I'm being honest with you, okay? And you need to be guarded, my beloved sisters in Christ, is true vessels of the Holy Spirit will fall into chapter 12 during this season. Verse 12 for this during this season, to be honest with you. You'll rarely ever hear them even address it, just like you see with Paul. He's addressing it there, but he says, you know, I haven't mentioned it before, okay? Because his focus is the gospel, okay? So he just suffers it. He just deals with it, okay? And you need to be aware of that, okay? You need to have a spiritual mind when you're dealing with people, okay? That you're likely to come across this. Mainly because any vessel of the Spirit, okay, and I'm not just speaking for myself, I'm speaking for anybody in this time and season where you listen to them, okay, you stumble upon their website, okay, you run into them, you know, at the grocery store, okay, you find, you know, their teaching somewhere online, okay, or they're preaching online, okay, or you wander in someplace, whatever it is, and all of a sudden the lights go on. Okay, you're sitting there searching and lost, and just you go from church to church to church, and it feels like you can't find the truth, and all of a sudden, whoop, lights go on. Okay, that's someone that God is using. That's why the lights go on. Okay, but they're going to, like, I'm being honest, you know, they know that, okay? They know the church is lost. Anybody that the Lord is truly using has wisdom and understanding to know that the church is really lost right now. Okay, so they're going to be focused primarily, okay, upon you hearing the truth so you don't get deceived and lost, okay, and pulled aside after Satan and destroyed, okay, just like it talks about, you know, the wolf, okay, that comes, okay, so they're focused upon that, and they're not going to be focusing upon, you know, those carnal things, even though, just like I read, that's the way the church is to be run, okay. But I'm addressing this because it's very, very, very dangerous. Not only because it really, truly, when you look at the scripture and take it to the Word of God, it's an offense. It's really offensive, okay? The concept of thinking you could spend money and buy something from God. Because you think about that for 2 seconds. If it's truly from God, okay, but someone can't afford it, you know what I mean? It's like, do they not have it? You know, the biggest gift that's ever been given to mankind is the Holy Spirit, and that's a free gift. So how much more, okay, his ministering, okay, and the things that he has to offer his church, you need to be guarded and aware of this, okay? Because if you're going after things and it is requiring a price tag, you need to know it's very likely you're not purchasing anything that is actually from the Holy Spirit. You're purchasing something that could be dangerous for your soul and confusing and pull you off the path. You need to be aware, okay, that a true vessel of the Spirit, okay, and I'm not speaking of some could be lost, but you have to know if they are lost. Well, then you need to take that into consideration if they're still doing things that way and practice discernment. If they're not aware, okay, that this is the way that the church is run, okay? God selects certain vessels and sends them out to minister unto his sheep, and then those sheep, okay, in turn, okay, as led of the Holy Spirit, okay, as they are able, in turn, okay, give to take care of those vessels, those people carnally, because those people, just like in the scripture I just read, those vessels are taking care of them spiritually, okay? And so I just wanted to talk about that because it's extremely common. And most people are not aware of it, okay? Most sisters do not know that it's not a good thing. And most of them just lost, and it's really quite... And I don't want any lady that's listening to me to be lost. I want you to know what's going on, okay? Because a lot of sisters They, you know, they think, okay, well, that's the price. Well, I love the Lord, so let me go ahead and buy that book. Okay, let me go ahead and buy that teaching. Let me go ahead. And you need to know you're probably not buying something. You shouldn't be doing that, because the Bible definitely says that that's not how things are supposed to be run. Okay, you don't buy things of the Holy Spirit. Okay, but you also need to know, okay, that you're more than likely in a place of deception. Okay. And listening to something that you probably shouldn't be listening to in the first place, okay? And I'm saying that because you need to have wisdom and practice discernment and pay attention to the warnings that are in Scripture about this time and how this type of style of running things, okay, and people making merchandise off of the church, okay, not only is it not biblical, okay, but it also has been prophesied, okay, and dangerous, because you listen to what it says in the Scripture I read there in 2 Peter, okay. It's not good, okay? It's not good. It's a bad thing, okay? You need to stay away from it, okay? Not only because of the Scriptures that I went over, but then also, too, it's dangerous. I mean, like, I would never... I'm like, if somebody came in there selling me something, you know what I mean? And I'm supposed to be of the Holy Spirit, I would be automatically suspicious, okay? They could be naive and just not know any better, but if they were, I still, obviously, in that case, would also likewise be cautious, right? So just practice discernment. Have a biblical thinking, okay? My beloved sisters in Christ, you need to really, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's a dangerous time. And the thing that makes it so dangerous, okay, is that you can't even tell, okay, because it's so deceptive, okay, until you start really digging into the Word of God and walking in the Spirit, and He starts opening your eyes and you start seeing these things everywhere, and you realize how few people actually are aware of them, okay? So be very guarded, okay? Be vigilant, be sober, okay? For the enemy goes around like a roaring devil seeking whom he may devour, okay? Have wisdom, okay? My beloved sisters in Christ, okay? And cleave to your Bible, because it's a very dangerous time, okay? And then also touching on giving, okay? This is Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse... I'm going to start at verse 15. It says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit, that it may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God." The thing about giving, okay, and I want to make this really clear, okay, also too, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 goes into detail also too about giving, if you don't really know about, if you need more scripture on that. But the scripture that I just read from the book of Philippians, okay, I want you to listen how the Apostle Paul describes it. He says, "Not that I require a gift, but I require fruit," okay? Be very careful, because I have found this with a lot of, unfortunately, okay, with a lot of believers here in the United States, because there's just so much sin and things are so bad, that they're just so desperate for help, and they're focused upon that, and they're focused upon improving their situation because they need help, okay? And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but you don't want to become self-centered, okay? You don't want to be so focused on searching out teachings and things that are true, because it is hard and it is scarce right now. But you don't want to be so focused on being fed spiritually that you are not providing fruit, okay? That you're not giving, okay? Like he says, okay? He just said, "I desire fruit," okay? Because what happens is when you see that, and I'm not just talking about money, I want to make that clear, and I'm not just talking about, for example, with Dragon Slayer Ministries, I'm talking about any place where you're being fed spiritually, okay? All right, where you're truly receiving, you know, things of the spirit. You listen and your ears are open, your eyes are open. All of a sudden you have clarity. It's like somebody flipped the lights on, okay? I want to explain that, because don't stay so focused on things like buildings and organizations and this and that. We really want to focus on being, if you're being nourished by the Holy Spirit, okay, from something, okay? I just want to make that clear, because so many people think church, okay? They think big building, they think carnally. But once again, just going back to the scriptures, look at, like, I say that because with the way that things are, people think church and they think church building, okay? If you find a church that is, you know, like I just mentioned, of the Spirit, then yes, of course, okay? But you need to be aware it may not be, okay? The Lord might minister to you in different ways. Once again, turning to the Word of God, just reading the whole book of Acts is a good example, because in most cases, the apostles, they're just walking around, okay, from place to place, okay? Or there's churches, but they're in people's houses, okay? So just understanding that the church is God's actual people, okay? And being aware that the Lord may be ministering onto you, okay, through just a human being, okay? And if that's the case, okay, then you want to be aware of that and not have sort of this carnal thinking the way it is in the United States, where it's always like big building, 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 okay? It could be that, but it could also be, you know, just a person. It could be a group of people, okay? It could be something online, okay? Each situation is different, but you'll know because you're being nourished spiritually by it, okay? But going back to that scripture in Philippians, okay, because I do come across this, okay, with believers, because the situation is so dire for them, okay, because there is so much sin in the United States and they're having such a hard time that the focus is just help me, kind of, you know what I mean? Which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, okay, but you don't want to become a self-centered Christian, okay, where you're focused on being nourished and cared for, okay, and not looking to serve and help God, okay, and your help, like I, you know, mentioned, it can be, you know, it can be financial, okay, but it can also be, you know, just whoever's helping out, saying, can I help you with anything, you know, do you need any help? It can be an help, it could be an offering of your time, it could be an offering of, you know, helping out with some other thing that particular, you know, ministry needs help with. But just having that fruit in yourself, okay, having that heart where it's not just constantly me, but it's, you know, okay, having faith, knowing the Lord's going to help you and change, you know, you and your situation, that you're going to be nourished, but then also looking to serve, okay, and to help out, okay, in any way, however so the Lord leads you, okay? It can be, like I just mentioned, it can be financial, but it can also be, you know, it can be just with carnal, you know, physical help, phone calls, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you know, that you know, will help whoever it is that's ministering onto you. But it's just really important, because I just want to look at that scripture from Philippians, because it's fruit, okay? He's desiring fruit. He's looking at this church saying, is this church bringing forth fruit, okay? Because it is common here in the United States to have sort of this self-centered, me first type of mentality. And it's not a good thing, okay? You don't want to be like that. You don't want to be a self-centered Christian, okay? You want to have a heart to help. You want to have a heart to serve. And it's different, okay? One, you know, sister might help out financially. Another sister might help out, you know, with just doing physical tasks. Another sister might help out, you know, with prayer. Okay. Another sister might help out with, just, you know, maybe tending to the needs of the poor, whatever it is. Okay. But you want to have that fruit. Okay. Like he talks about. Okay. So anyways, I pray that that's helpful. And if any sisters have any questions, you can always, contact us. All the information is there on the webpage. Okay. All right. Love you and blessings in Christ.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal